Hello everyone, Joe Steinkamp here with the first of two audios from Hymns. In this session, we will hear James McCarthy step to center stage and talk about the company's video magnification products, including the new Go Vision. Remember, if you want to learn more about these particular products, you can head on over to www.hims-inc.com to learn about the products, as well as some of the Braille and speech products they also have available. And now, from sunny San Diego in CSUN 2016, here's James McCarthy.
Hi, I'm James McCarthy. I'm the president of Hims Inc. Our office is out of Austin, Texas. Our products are designed and manufactured for us by our parent company, Hims International Corporation, out of South Korea. Our company name, Hims, is our marketing name. We normally don't say Hims Inc., because that's just our U.S. office. So Hims is our marketing name for our brand products. We're much better known for our Braille products. Products like the Braille Sensium 2, the Braille Edge, the Smart Fuel. We had products in the past, BookSense and SenseView. So many people recognize us more from our products than from our company name. But nowadays people are saying, where's Hims? How can I find Hims? I want to buy a Hims product. So our brand company name is becoming increasingly more and more popular. But we're not as well known in low vision as our blindness area. So we are really expanding our low vision product line, and Go Vision is one of our most recent expansions. We also have a co-branding relationship that was announced here at CSUN. Press release has gone out, and we have a co-branding relationship with Reinecker, which is a German German-based company. Started in 1971, one of the original video magnifier companies, and we're now bringing their products into the U.S. market. These are portable and full-size desktop video magnifiers, ranging from 16-inch models up to 24-inch models. So some of them are portable and some of them are not so portable. So Hims really has a full product line of low-vision products today, as of CSUN. So Go Vision. Go Vision is a 24-inch LCD screen with an arm and a camera mounted. It makes up a transportable reading, writing, distance, self-view, and OCR text-to-speech system. So it's giving you various views, magnification, and it's giving you OCR voice output, reading, it's actually to read documents. I'll show you toward the end, but we've developed a periscoping camera and arm that actually goes behind the monitor and periscopes down onto a handle. You can hold it and carry it. It's very evenly balanced, weighs only 16 pounds. So it's one of the lighter units on the market. Other units normally are in the range of 25 pounds. So carrying 16 pounds or carrying 25 pounds makes a big difference, considering you're really carrying these type of portable devices in one hand, because you're gripping. These systems have handles on them. So big difference between 16 and 25 pounds.
Do you cover yet who is Hims and why they rock?
I'm sorry?
Did you cover yet who Hims is?
And yes.
Okay.
Yes. Why we rock?
Here
we
go. Why we rock?
We rock because we had a great hospitality party last night. People were coming up and saying, this is the best party. And we said, we noticed we had some crashers. So I guess if people crash your party, then that's a good party. I'll show you at the end how it periscopes. But because the camera's in the back and you're transporting it, not only does it balance the system off, but the camera's hidden. So if it's in a research room and it's just sitting there, you can actually collapse the camera and the arm behind the monitor. So people think it's just a monitor. They don't see that it's something special. The user comes, they can periscope the camera back up, put it into position for reading. It's also secure when you're transporting it. It's not swinging. I know if someone is a vendor for one of the other companies, a black eye, when they're carrying their product and the arm swung and hit her in the eye. So it won't happen as long as you pack up the Go Vision property. So we have a remote control, so we'll go to the remote. I had a little longer presentation planned. I thought it was 10 minutes longer, getting a little late start, and we only have 30 minutes. So the remote control, it's a wired remote, and it also goes on the back very easily. There's a little hook that it hangs on. It has a little magnetic grab to it. and it can be stored in the back, so you don't need to unplug it even when you transport. And the cable kind of rolls up and tucks just under the monitor, in a little clove of the monitor stand. So once again, you don't need to disconnect it, wired remote when you transport it. But so the remote has three sections. The top two rows of buttons are your live video magnifier camera buttons. Your middle section are your navigation buttons. And that's how you're going to move through your menu. That's how you're going to control your volume up or down, your speed of your speech, faster or slower. Also, that's how you move up a sentence or down a sentence. So it's your navigation buttons. Your bottom row is your image capture, OCR, and your file explorer. So when you realize it's split into those three sections, there's not so many buttons as it looks upon first glance. You probably all know the basic video magnifier features. So you can zoom the camera up.
Zoom 10, zoom 33, zoom 25.
As you can hear, let me turn the volume up a little bit because this session is being recorded.
Volume 13.
Sorry?
Volume 14. Volume 15.
So all I'm doing is using my navigation up button, the 12 o'clock button, and it's increasing the volume. I would use my volume, my lower button, to decrease the volume. And GoVision has the built-in voice guide, and that's what we're hearing. It's going to tell us everything we're doing. It's going to reinforce that to us by the audio, by the voice. You can turn the voice on or off if you want. Or if you're in a meeting room, you're in a classroom, you can also connect a headset. On the top of the remote control is an audio jack, so you can connect a wired headset to it. Some of the other companies, most of them, it's on the back or it's on the back of the monitor, but we actually give it to you on the remote control so you can position and get a little more length for your headset that way. So the zoom that it's calling out is the zoom of the camera. There's 68 levels of zoom, so it's a rather powerful camera. We can change the image modes, of course.
Black and white. White on black. Grayscale. Yellow on black. Yellow on blue. Green on black. Natural color.
So I'm going to let some of the GoVision do some of the demonstrating today. Has a clearer voice than I do. So we have seven display modes. The natural color is your default. You cannot change your natural color other than changing the contrast brightness level if you're not getting as clear a color of the document as you would like. All of the other image modes, you can enable or disable. So if I knew I only read with white letters on a black background, then I can only set that one up. And I can disable all the others. That way I don't need to cycle through unnecessary colors. If I knew that I would only read green on black, which some people doubt and some people don't, I could only keep that and my full color image when I come across a full color. I can re-enable them at any time that's done through the menu, through the GoVision menu. I can go in and change contrast.
Contrast 32.
Then I use my navigation buttons left or right.
Contrast 31. Contrast 20.
So we can increase or decrease.
Contrast 22.
Okay. So we can set our contrast. In the menu, we can set a brightness level. Is that a question? Turn the contrast off. We have line markers.
Horizontal line marker. Vertical line marker. Horizontal window marker. Vertical window marker. No marker.
Then I can use, if I go to my horizontal marker,
horizontal line marker,
I can use my up or down arrows to navigate, move the line down. Now visually, I have to look at where I want to set it. The voice is not going to assist me. I can also press my image mode and my line marker button at the same time, and I can change the color of my line. So if my line is not a good enough contrast for me against my background and my letters, I can change the color of the line. So let's see if I can do that. Just getting a little assistance, and maybe I'm having it in a different mode. Yes, it's a new feature we just put in, was that the user can
actually
select the color of their line.
Marker color, blue. Marker color, green. Marker color, red. Marker color, magenta. Marker color, cyan.
So that's a new feature that we added to Go Vision, and it's unique. There's no other video manufacturer that provides that. It actually gives the user a choice of the color of their line. Sometimes the line doesn't work if you're on white and black or black and white or yellow and blue. The line will conflict with the text or background. So that's just one example of a unique feature. Let me make sure that I'm...
Vertical line mark, power zone, vertical width.
Right now we have to cycle through, but we're hoping maybe we can just hold the button down and we don't need to cycle through, just hold it down for 2 seconds and go back to full screen. Let me go move forward here. Yes.
Can you adjust the
Absolutely. Question is, can you adjust, if when you have a window marker, can you adjust the width of the window? So let's go into the window marker.
Horizontal line marker. Vertical. Horizontal window marker.
Just use our navigation up or down with the horizontal window marker. Up will increase the size of the window, and bottom will narrow the size of the marker window. And same thing for vertical, except
vertical window marker.
We can use our left and right navigation. So left will decrease the size of our window. And the right button will increase the width of the window.
No marker.
Thanks for the question. We don't want to lose anyone along the way. So I'm going to go ahead and we've received the reading. Of course, we can write. You know, I've got the writing paper, but we can just put our hand. Yeah, just put our hand under here and see our writing. So if I was writing here, you have a pen. Here we go. So we just put our pen here, and we could write. So these are usually for reading and writing, the stop systems are. Now we can go to a distance. I'm close to a board. But let me see if I can pick up our own PowerPoint presentation here.
Distance mode.
Okay. I probably want to be in color, so I'll say color.
Natural color.
Here we are. So I'm actually focusing on our own PowerPoint presentation. We can change the size.
Minimum zoom. Zoom 24.
And there's some space there. There's a graphic. There's another graphic. We have some text somewhere in there.
In the top, there's white text on blue.
The top, there we go. So we've got some text. So we can navigate very easily. Just hold our camera, our arm moves with the camera. The Go Vision actually has 380 degrees.
Sir,
arm will actually swing.
Could you zoom in on the double doors over there and see?
Double doors here.
Look at the sign on it.
This door here.
Yeah,
yeah, there's a red.
Absolutely.
And it goes 360 in direction?
380. How about 380?
Nice.
Now someone will ask, how can it go 380 degrees when a full circle is 360? It actually extends 10 degrees more on one side and 10 degrees more on the other side. So we could say it goes 360 plus another 10 degrees. We just said 380. We get people's attention. It's not a misprint in the brochure.
So close the lens.
Oh, you passed it.
So let me... You
were on it all go.
Minimum zoom.
So I'll do there's a jog switch actually on the camera that I can change the zoom. So I think we got it there. Let's zoom up.
Zoom 22. Zoom 40.
There you go.
Zoom 62.
How's that? Very clear. And we're about how far away? Let's see. About 15 feet away?
Dark.
15 feet away. Yeah, that's a good point. Where some of the area from the camera to the sign on the door that we're viewing is lighted, and then it gets a little dark, and then it gets a little lighted again by the door.
Can you magnify it?
Oh, absolutely.
Maximum zoom.
So maximum, it goes into digital. It's a little fuzzy. Above about 50 zoom. It gets digital. Below 50, it's all optical zoom, so it'll be clearer.
Black. Zoom 70. White and black. Grayscale.
So grayscale actually looks pretty good, too. Sometimes when you're viewing text at a distance, it might be clearer to go into grayscale. When you're viewing something colored at a distance, you definitely want to stay in color mode. So there we go. Now, when we want to go, so it'll literally go all the way out. I want to start doing the audience. I'm sorry.
Close the lens.
It closed the lens because it saw me, and it knows that I'm near. And that's part of the self-viewing feature, so it's not that it's confused.
Zoom 72. Zoom 71. Maximum zoom.
Okay, let me get on
black.
Put on minimum zoom. Let me go into color mode.
Brightness off. Yellow on blue. Self mode.
So there, I'm going to see if I can capture someone there.
Open the lens.
Now it goes into distance.
Close the lens.
There's Daniel. I'm going to color mode. How are we in color mode?
Zoom 20.
Once we close the lens, it's still thinking it's in.
Open the lens. View mode.
Okay. I just want to reset.
Self mode. Close the lens.
Okay. Still make
sense. Distance mode. Direction with the camera this way, and then you flip the camera upside down, and you go back the other way.
Open the lens.
That's where you get the extra time. View mode. There's an overlap.
Distance mode.
There we go.
When you have it, the magnification set, or the zoom set.
Zoom 42.
Desktop viewing. Then you have it set for distant viewing. Does it remember the focus?
Black and white.
When you go back and forth.
Natural color.
You know the answer, James? Does it remember the zoom setting when you go from near to far?
It does. When you go from near to far, it memorizes everything. The zoom level, the image mode, the contrast setting, brightness. It remembers all of the video
aspects. So you're not readjusting every time you go from the desktop.
Correct. It said I went from color mode into the photo mode to see if the text was any clearer on that sign on the door. And so that's why I had changed the distance mode already.
Black and white.
How indestructible is the remote? I have a kid that has autism and likes to push the buttons over and over again. And he's broken a couple that way. So I just wondered how.
Autism can be difficult. It depends how strong he gets. I know there's some people with autism, they're very difficult to constrain. Their big eyes are. It's going to be as indestructible, I think, as most of them.
Okay.
We wired it so it shouldn't be dropped. The wireless remotes are more likely to be dropped. The ones that are tethered, people tend to just leave them on the table when they use them.
Right, so he just likes to hit that button over and over again, and then it kind of quits working.
The good things about this is that it is a wired remote, but you can unplug it to replace it.
We can
fix it in Austin, Texas, so you'll get it back quickly if he does.
Okay. Yeah, the one we have.
White and black.
It's not
the
screen. So let's
horizontal line
marker.
Features.
There you go.
Yeah, menu features. Okay. Collapse.
So menu features. We can get into a menu. There's a menu button.
Menu open. Brightness.
So then we can scroll down our menu using our navigation.
Focus lock off.
You can turn our focus lock on or off.
OCR language.
You can select an OCR language. So if we have English and Spanish, you can choose your language, either one language, you can choose two languages. So if the document, let's say, has a paragraph in English and a paragraph in Spanish, it'll actually switch languages. It won't switch on the fly within a sentence or within a paragraph. To my knowledge, there's not a video magnifier product that's doing that at the moment. Some of them, you have to totally change the document, and some of them, it will switch by a paragraph. And we're one of the products that switches language by paragraph. But you have to go into the language setting and choose the language. So you have to know in advance what that language is. Is it Spanish, is it French, or... and it reads with quite good accent, actually.
Digital photo frame.
Digital photo frame. We can go into digital photo frame. Select it, and we'll see what happens. It's a slideshow, just like you would buy a digital photo frame from your local store.
Can you show us how the OCR works?
Absolutely.
Digital photo frame.
Let's now and see. Let's get on the menu by pressing menu.
Menu close.
And let's go ahead and see this book. Let's go to smaller magnification.
So whatever's on the screen is what it's going to OCR. So you want the whole page.
Vertical line marker. Vertical window marker.
Here we are. And what we're going to do is just
grayscale. Yellow and black.
We want to reduce. It doesn't do full colors. The Go Vision will do what you see is what you get. So it's a screen capture OCR.
So it's not able to zoom back to get the whole page.
It won't do the full page.
Well, it can. If you turn 8.5 by 11 page sideways and you zoom all the way out, it might miss like a half inch top and bottom. There's not usually text there anyway.
Now we'll explain what full page is. If you don't have a full page of text, like 1 inch margins at the top or the bottom, then that won't get that full page. If you have 2/3 of a page of print, yeah, it'll get that full page.
Right.
It always can get the left and right margin of an 8.5 by 11. I mean, from minimum annotations, will probably about zoom 8 or 9 or 10, it's going to get the full width. But it gets 50 to 60% down when it's a full page with one inch top and bottom. And that's when you put the page in portrait. You turn it landscape, it usually can get a little more of that page. So I would say for 2/3 of the documents, you're going to be able to get a full page. Like this book, actually, that we have, it's not 11 inches long book. It's only about 7 inches long is where the print is. It can actually get a full page of that book. So yeah, we have to define what a full page is sometimes. But if we're looking for a full page with 1 inch margins on all sides, that kind of a page you won't get.
Image corrected. Please wait.
It said image corrected, they saw there was...
Cincinnati West baseball team, which Kid loved and Ruthie, quite frankly, didn't care about. And Sterling Pajana, when she and Ruthie acted out still.
You can pause by pressing the OK button here. You can also change the view.
Then you open up the image.
It goes the image mode, you can change the
text up.
Mode, or line mode. Or
line up.
What
mode. Word.
I'm going to go over
alt text
the
up.
Text mode.
Alt text up. Many are closed.
Or it changes
from the ghostly record.
How you view it and how it
reacts.
And then you
open
the image
up. Image up. Oh, many are closed. Sterling can be the sheriff.
You can press the up arrow button and down arrow button. You can add words.
Cincinnati West baseball team.
You can pull.
Can print the roofing.
You can move.
Yeah. This is the best one by far with all the features and functionality that I've seen on the market, but it needs to have you battery powered, because in the classroom environment you can't have a plug. The student can't be in within the classroom. They have to be stuck at the back. So are there any plans for you to get battery, to have battery life? And it has to be a sustainable life, at least 5 or 6 hours, even if it decreases.
Have you seen our Evot? We have another one that is battery powered, and it's
but does it give that much view distance viewing?
Yeah, come and see the Evot. Our Evot product is a camera on an arm, but it folds down rather flat, comes in a backpack style case. And it has versatile connectivity. It can connect to an iPad, an Android, a tablet. It can connect to a PC or a Mac,
so the iPad
desktop or a laptop. It can connect to a large monitor. But it has a battery. It'll have a 4-hour battery.
It is. It's just smaller.
Yeah, check that out. But we are considering different monitor sizes, and we are considering battery or non-battery. Batteries can become very heavy, so if we have 4 or 6 hours, you may have to have 2 batteries.
Is this your biggest model?
This is the biggest model in terms of monitor size, yes. We don't make units over 24-inch.
What's the price?
The price on the Go Vision, great question. Go Vision is $2,795. It's currently on sale. It's until March 31st, and will be through April 30th, $2,595. And we have a carrying case, actually it's a lower case here. So you can actually, if you're transporting in a distance, just a short distance, you can just carry it with a handle. A longer distance, put it in the roller case and just throw it along. And the case is $199 additional. We currently do not have an XY table for it. It's in development. It will be available in mid-May. It's a half-size XY table, so it's half the size of a desktop model. Very smooth sliding, slides in all 4 directions. The XY table price is currently $295. But we don't have the cost all in yet. Chances are it'll be less. It'll be closer to $200 to $250.
Can you connect another monitor to it where you can see you have 2 people looking at the same stuff with 1 camera?
You can, I believe you can. We have an HDMI output. You can't have both monitors on at the same time.
Oh.
That's the catch. So if you wanted to go to a larger monitor, you can. We have an HDMI output, the GoVision comes with an HDMI cable, so you could connect, let's say, to a 60-inch monitor if you wanted to display it in the room.
No, I have multiple students that use the same monitor, that use the same camera to access the board in the classroom.
So I was going to say, we're running really short on time, but if you want to cover the USB slot and the smart boards?
Yeah, let's do that. These are some special features. We have a USB on that. We have a smart box, the GoVision smart box. And we have a button called File Explorer. I have a USB card plugged in. Press File Explorer.
Directory, Evon upgrade manual.
So we have a manual right here. I can go into the manual, for example. Yes?
Move to upper directory.
Scroll down.
It actually has the ability to open up a Word document, an image, a video, right in there.
Open. Exit. Document, Premiere.evon. Direct. Document, OSHA schedule.docx.
Yes, I'm going to open the ATIA schedule document. Yeah.
Okay, so we can scroll down to an what was originally a Word document, and we can, once we open it, we can magnify it. We can use our navigation to read it.
Loading file.
There it is. So now we can magnify it.
Zoom in.
We can change the image mode.
Black and white. White and black.
We can use our navigation buttons and read it. We can actually auto-scroll, set it into an auto-scroll mode from the menu, and it, we can also set the menu. We can press the OCR button, and it'll read it out loud.
Monday, February 1, James already in Orlando. 10:45, Laura and Daniel arrived to Orlando. Confirm all shipments have arrived. Check it.
You stop it. So let's get out from the Word document.
OSHA schedule.docs.
Let's go down one more.
Document, OSHA. Video, draft creating a new image. IMG00100J. Loading file.
So it can load pictures. The same pictures on that USB drive that we looked at in the slideshow.
Can change the color from
pictures. Ah, go to full color.
Grayscale. Natural, black and white. Great. Black and white.
You read it too quick.
Green on black. Natural color.
There you go. Now we can see the picture. We can get out of the picture. Let's get out of one level.
Image. IMG00100.jpg.
Let's go back to the video.
Image. IM. Video.
So we can watch a video. So really we can, in our file
picture,
we can pull down Word documents or an email document. It documents that have various formats. It's defined in the specifications at the moment. We may be adding more formats if customers need more formats from their files, certainly images, videos. We can also connect, another special feature is we can connect the phone. And we have an HDMI cable that that plugs into the back of the GoVision. The other end of the cable, you would get an adapter that fits your phone or your tablet. Not all connections are the same, you know, the micro USBs or mini USBs or full-size USBs. So go into your tablet or your smartphone. I mean, when you have that connected.
Yeah,
that's
looking at an email
from booking.com. Okay, and all we do is we press the second row three buttons on our video magnifier line, which is our image mode, the contrast, and our line markers. Press the three together, and our screen will switch from the GoVision camera to the iPhone camera. And we just use our iPhone like we normally do to access our emails, our text messages, our photos. But we're going to see it displayed on the 24-inch vision monitor. There's a video that we have online, and we also have in our booth that we can show you live, is the GoVision accessing smart boards. So in a classroom setting or in a work a meeting, conference room setting, if you need to access a smart board, we can show you how to do that with the vision. But basically, it's connecting your smart device to the HDMI port of the GoVision, loading your app to where your smart board, so it'll grab your smart board, and then clicking the three buttons to switch to your tablet or smartphone, and your smart board image will appear on the GoVision 20 point screen, live. So it's very live. Mm-hmm. Other questions? The door isn't open yet, so they're always going to give you some
Are
more
you going to show us how to fold it up?
Oh, sure, yeah, let's do that. So we'll have to turn it off for that.
While he's doing that, we are giving away free airfare and a hotels.com card and Uber card. And if you guys fill in your information, we'll get you entered in the drawing to win. And if you stay around for our Braille presentation, which is in the same room, you'll get a second chance to win, so you'll double your odds. Come down to the booth for a third time to win.
Okay. So what I've done is I've turned the monitor around so that you can see the back, because that's where we need to do all of the packing. The first thing you'd want to do is disconnect your power. You never want to have your power connected. So we'll disconnect our power. As I said, you can leave the remote connected. So there's our remote. So the remote actually hangs off the back here. And it's very easy to put on. I can coil the cable, tuck it right into the stand of the camera. Okay. Swing my arm around to the back. There's a lever, release lever. That's a locking and release lever. So I hold the lever and release it. At the same time, there's an area at the end of the arm to hold. It's recommended don't hold the arm. So I release it and just lower it.
I like that all the levers are large enough for the kids to see. We get equipment, sometimes everything works on the remote, but they can't touch anything else because they can't find it.
So this is it. You just carry it along. It's 16 pounds. But it's rather well balanced, as you can tell when I'm holding it. It's rather well balanced. It's not leaning on the side of the monitors or the side of the GoVision smartphones in the back. Very well balanced. It's also very sturdy when it's on the table. If you actually tap the table, you'll see very little instability in the image. So it's designed with an industrial design, is what we call it. The arm is designed with very balanced, and there's also some electronic image stabilization that's in our programming. So sometimes kids are working on the same table, 1/6 of the table, 3 kids are working on it, 1 kid's heavy-handed. The one that's using the GoVision will not have to have a lot of shaking of the image. So that's something we really considered in the design. And it goes in the case very easily too. So since we have time, I'll show you. We unzip our case.
So it doesn't come with the case at all?
It does not come with the case. The case is an option.
$200.
Nice case, though. Very nice case. So you just put the GoVision in, close the case up. I could zip it again. And you just show it to an application. And the case does have a pocket for the XY table as well. And it has another pocket, so if you want to put some notebooks in there, you can fit some books in there as well. Not really the ones, but whatever. So, go GoVision. It's going to be one of our slogans. the product is shipping now and available from Austin, Texas, is where it ships from. We do all of our customer service, technical support, shipping, warehousing, all of our marketing. It's all done out of Austin, Texas. If you're in Austin, call us. Always welcome to come and visit us. I want to thank you for attending your presentation today. We do have a regional manager in California, for those of you that are from California, since he sent us here, big California contingency. He is Damian Pickering. Many of you or some of you may know him. I'm also from California originally, and I have a home in Austin. I also have a home in the San Francisco Bay Area. So at other conferences that we'll be at, feel free to come and check out what's new. We are going to be at the CTEVVI conference, for those of you from California. And that's happening in about 2 weeks. So we'll be in Los Angeles. Yes?
Are you having a party there?
Yeah, actually, we don't. We have too few staff, and we have 5 presentations. So we have 4 Braille presentations. If for any teachers, you might know that you spin Braille. We have 4 excellent Braille presentations. We offer a CPU Braille workshop, by the way. So if your school wants to sponsor, or if there's an operating agency nearby that wants to sponsor a CPU Braille workshop, what we mean by sponsor is you provide a facility, we do everything else. So usually we're groups from 10 to 20, a good sized group is 10. We offer 3, 4, or 6 hour CPU courses in Braille. And it's not learning Braille, it's learning assistive devices in Braille, like Braille note takers and Braille displays. So we have a couple of excellent speakers on our staff that present these CPU workshops nationwide. And it is, the units are from ECDRU. And we're going to be opening up this summer a low vision CPU workshop. So we're going to begin forming that with some experts around the country. And we hope to have speakers for those workshops that are not only HIM staff, but our staff that work for nonprofit agencies or in the eye care professional market as well. Thank you very much.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2016.